Good morning. Welcome to this service of morning prayer on the Epiphany of the Lord and the second Sunday after Christmas. The Epiphany of the Lord is a feast day that celebrates the revelation of God as human being in Jesus Christ. Epiphany is normally observed, of course, on January 6th, this coming Wednesday, but is transferred to this Sunday so that we're able to celebrate it together. Epiphany marks the official end of the Christmas season. In Western Christianity, this feast day is associated with the visitation of the Magi and their gifts to the Christ child. In Eastern Christianity, it connects to the baptism of Jesus and the first miracle of water being turned into wine. As you can see at the front here before the altar, we've moved the Magi into the nativity scene, marking their arrival in the story today. As we take a moment to reflect and prepare our hearts for worship this morning, I invite you to consider the following. How are you noticing the revelation of God in your life? What gifts do you have to offer Jesus? And in what ways are you being invited to grow this season? Let us now take a moment to prepare our hearts for worship this morning. I invite you to stand as we sing our opening hymn, As with Gladness, Men of Old. Up for the righteous,
and all the peoples have seen your glory.
Blessed are you, sovereign God, King of the nations. To you be praise and glory forever. From the rising of the sun to its setting, your name is proclaimed in all the world. As the sun of righteousness dawns in our hearts, anoint our lips with the seal of your spirit, that we may be witness to your gospel and sing your praise in all the earth. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be God forever.
Oh, be joyful in the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with a song.
Know that the Lord is God. It is he that has made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name.
For the Lord is gracious. His steadfast love is everlasting, and his faithfulness endures from generation to generation.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Eternal God, who by a star led wise men to the worship of your Son, guide by your light the nations of the earth, that the whole world may know your glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
And we pray for our children, youth, and families today. God of wonder, we give thanks for the gift of our children and youth. As they meet for online Sunday school this morning, fill them with as much faith as the wise men who followed your star to find Jesus. Lead us all down the right path and help us to recognize Jesus in the people that we meet as we travel through this life. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated for our first reading.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around, for they all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah. All those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Psalm today, Psalm 72. Verses 1 to 7 and 10 to 14. Give the king your justice, O God, and your righteousness to the king's son, that he may rule your people righteously and the poor with justice, that the mountains may bring prosperity to the people and the little hills bring righteousness. He shall defend the needy among the people. He shall rescue the poor and crush the oppressor. He shall live as long as the sun and moon endure, from one generation to another. He shall come down like rain upon the mown field, like showers that water the earth. In his time shall the righteous flourish. There shall be abundance of peace till the moon shall be no more. The kings of Tarshish and all the isles shall pay tribute, and the kings of Arabia and Saba offer gifts. All kings shall bow down before him, and all the nations do him service. For he shall deliver the poor who cries out in distress, and the oppressed who has no helper. He shall have pity on the lowly and poor. He shall preserve the lives of the needy. He shall redeem their lives from oppression and violence, and dear shall their blood be in his sight. O God, bring our nation and all nations to a sense of justice and equity, that poverty, oppression, and violence may vanish and all may know peace and plenty. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Ephesians. This is the reason that I, Paul, am a prisoner for Christ Jesus for the sake of you Gentiles. For surely you have already heard of the commission of God's grace that was given to me for you, and how the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I wrote above in a few words, a reading of which will enable you to perceive my understanding of the mystery of Christ. In former generations, this mystery was not made known to humankind, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. That is, the Gentiles have become fellow heirs, members of the same body, and sharers in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Of this gospel I have become a servant according to the gift of God's grace that was given to me by the working of his power. Although I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to me to bring to the Gentiles the news of the boundless riches of Christ, and to make everyone see what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God who created all things, so that through the church, the wisdom of God in its rich variety might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was in accordance with the eternal purpose that he has carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have access to God in boldness and confidence through faith in him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Gracious God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, for you are our Redeemer and our Lord and King. Amen. Please be seated. Beautiful as our city lights can be at night, it makes it very difficult to see and appreciate the wonders of the night sky. Many nights, only a few planets and the brightest stars might be visible. But if you go out in the countryside with few or no lights, the night sky with the planets, millions of stars, and the grand sweep of our Milky Way galaxy is breathtaking. And it fills one with awe and wonder at the immensity and the light. I can understand the fascination of the night sky for people through the ages. I, like many other people, were fascinated by the very bright and noticeable conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn when they appeared side by side just back in December. It was seen and talked about so much. There was such a need for light that it was called the Christmas star. People, early astronomers like the Magi, the wise men in Matthew's gospel, had always been fascinated by and had studied the heavens. And their time over 2,000 years ago in the Middle East was not a backwater of knowledge. There was science and deep knowledge. So picture these wise men, night after night, with their unrestricted view of the heavens, studying the position of stars and planets, noting and predicting patterns. They saw, as early astronomers often did, omens of things to come in those patterns. The sighting of a comet, for example, produced terrible fear of an upcoming event, a dreadful event. But a conjunction of planets was a good omen, a celestial announcement of something like the birth of a king, of someone, a person, or an event destined to make a difference in the world. The Magi, seeing that bright light, waited and watched night after night and made their decision to go and find this king. A question came to mind this week, something that I had really not thought about too deeply before when I've read this wonderful story. What moved the wise men to go beyond simply observing and thinking that somewhere in another land a king was born? What prompted them to leave their observatories and with assurance and perseverance face the challenge of that very long journey from the east to Jerusalem and Bethlehem? And what prompted them to come prepared with rich gifts? My imagination pictures them open to the leading of the Spirit, open to a journey of faith and wonder, open to following that star. And this is part of what has always fascinated and intrigued people about the Magi. Even though Matthew never tells us their names or even how many there were. But our own tradition and imaginations have added the kind of detail that we all like to read about, including giving the Magi names, Gaspar, Balthazar, and Melchior, names with that Eastern Persian Chaldean root that hint at the treasures that they were bringing. Tradition and imagination continue through the ages and has inspired an American clergyman, teacher, and author Henry Van Dyke to write a beautiful story, the story of the other wise man. He tells of another wise man named Artaban. Artaban also saw the star and set out to follow it, but did not arrive with the others in time to pay homage to Jesus and to give Jesus his gift of 3 precious jewels. Artaban goes on a lifelong journey seeking Jesus. He spends his 3 gems in service to others and has nothing but himself to offer up when he finally meets Jesus at Calvary. The story of the Magi and lovely Epiphany carols like We Three Kings, well, it's all a loved part of this Christmas season, a season that celebrates recognition of the birth of Jesus, our Messiah. We embellish the story, but for Matthew, all of those embellishments are not important. For Matthew, what is important is that they were wise men who come to Jerusalem to ask King Herod the crucial question, where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? And it would be only natural for the Magi journeying from another country to seek a king, to first go to the power center of Jerusalem, where one might logically expect a king to be born. But there, the Magi meet a manipulative and paranoid king who has done everything he could to hold on to power. Herod had one of his wives and some of his sons murdered just because he saw them as a threat to his power. So this announcement from the wise men, this epiphany, did not bring joy to Herod. It brought fear at the thought of a Messiah who would challenge his power. And Herod's advisors, supposedly wise men in their own right, did not recognize a life-changing epiphany when it was right in front of them. They were well educated in the history and prophecies of their people. They knew that Bethlehem was to be the birthplace of the Messiah. They couldn't see the connection between Scripture and its fulfillment, even with the Magi coming to ask their question. They simply could not vision a Messiah who was not born among elite people in a center of power. This background that Matthew gives us and the stories that we've built up about the Magi through the ages are important. They make us think and imagine and wonder well beyond Christmas and Epiphany about the meaning for us. These stories help us to appreciate the enormity of the Epiphany, of the revelation to these wise men, and the enormity of their overwhelming joy when they found their king. The story of the Magi reminds us that from the very beginning, Jesus is recognized as king. The Bible records the epiphanies of all those who believed in that illuminating flash of insight. Humble Jewish shepherds in Luke's gospel. Astronomers from a foreign nation in Matthew's gospel. Simple people like Simeon and Anna, or John the Baptist, rich and poor, powerful and humble. It all reminds us that God's love is inclusive. It transcends all boundaries and speaks to the hearts and minds of all people. God has ways of drawing people to Jesus with many different hints and signs that so often seem attuned to a person's need. For the scientist Magi, it was a star. When they perceived the meaning of the star, they set out in faith to follow its light and to find and worship a king. They were open to the leading of God's Spirit. They were open to seeing and acting on the sign God provided them. Their story calls us to keep our own hearts open to God's leading, just like the Magi did, to be open to whatever journey God is directing us to, and to be open to all the different ways he calls each of us to those journeys. The Magi offered gifts to Jesus, not just the gold, frankincense, and myrrh, the gifts for royalty, and the gifts that would sustain Jesus and his family on their journey to Egypt. They offered other gifts. They offered the gift of their joy and their homage when they found Jesus. They offered the gift of belief that Jesus was the king they were looking for. Their story, their gifts, remind us to celebrate Jesus' birth and presence with that same overwhelming joy. And it reminds us to think in the year ahead about what gifts we can bring to offer to Jesus. The story of the Magi reminds us that God's presence and glory is not always found in places of expected worldly power. It often shines brightest in more humble places, in fields with sheep and shepherds, in a stable, and in a humble house in Bethlehem. So in the coming days, even as we pack away the figurines of the Magi, let's remember their story and seek Jesus as diligently and wholeheartedly as they did when they set off on a journey to follow the light of a star. Let us be willing to follow the light of that star, to follow Jesus in our life journeys with the same trust, homage, and overwhelming joy of the Magi. Amen.
Amen.
The word of life, which was from the beginning,
we proclaim to you.
The darkness is passing away, and the true light is already shining.
The word of life, which was from the beginning.
That which we heard, which we saw with our eyes, and touched with our hands,
we proclaim to you.
For our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
The word of life, which was from the beginning, we proclaim to you.
Let us now pray for the church and for the world.
Let us worship the Savior with joy and offer our prayers to our Heavenly Father. As we begin this new year and celebrate Epiphany, let us come to God with our praise and with our needs as we offer all that we are and have to him. The bidding this morning is, Lord of glory, with the response, hear our prayer. Following your star, The Magi came from the east to worship your son. Father, grant to Christians everywhere throughout the world the spirit of adoration. Lord of glory, hear our prayer. The infant Christ received gifts of gold, incense, and myrrh. Father, accept the offerings of our hearts and minds, our love, our acts of service, our thanks for the gift of your Son, Jesus, and our witness for you in the world. Lord of glory, hear our prayer. The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ. Father, grant an abundance of peace to your world and caring and cooperation among all people. Lord of glory,
hear our prayer.
The Holy Family lived in exile and in the shadow of death. Father, look in mercy on all who are poor and powerless, lonely, hungry, homeless, abused, and all who suffer in any way, especially Paul, Andrea, Bill, Margaret, Madeline, Karen, Heather, Ethan, Irwin, Lorna, Doris, Florence and Neville, Emmanuel, Eleanor, Louise, Terry, and all whose lives have been touched by COVID, and others whom we now name to God, either silently or aloud. Lord of glory, hear our prayer. Your son shared the life of his home and family in Nazareth. Father, protect in your love our neighbors, our families, and this community of which we are a part. And this week, in our parish cycle of prayer, our sisters Jane, Sheila, Megan, and Gloria. Lord of glory, hear our prayer. Father, as we celebrate Epiphany and give thanks for the gift of your beloved Son, we rejoice in our fellowship with the shepherds, the angels, the Magi, Mary and Joseph, and all the faithful departed. In your unfailing love for us and for all people, hear and answer our prayers through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. I invite you to stand. Our Savior Christ is the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there shall be no end. The peace of the Lord be always with you. I invite you to share the peace together at home if you're joining us online today. And as we sing our next hymn, we give God thanks for the people who are not physically here with us today, who have joined us online on Zoom, and who continue to support this church in so many ways. We give thanks for our brothers and sisters who continue to give online, and for those who give regularly through the pre-authorized giving program, and for the faithful givers on our liturgical team right here with us today. We now pass the virtual plate in support of the ministries here at St. Timothy's and the blessings that abound. Our next hymn that we'll sing together is We Three Kings.
Fountain, moor, and mountain, following yonder star. the star. Born a king on Bethlehem's plain, gold I bring to crown him again. King forever, ceasing never, over a soul to reign. O star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Frankincense to offer have I, incense owns a deity nigh, prayer and praising, all men raising, worship him God most high. Star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Thy perfect light. Gathering gloom, sorrowing, sighing, bleeding, dying, sealed in the stone cold tomb. Glorious now, behold him arise, King and God in sacrifice. Alleluia, alleluia, earth to heaven replies. O star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Thy perfect light. Thy perfect
believing the promises of God, let us pray with confidence as our Savior taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We say together, glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. May God the Father, who led the wise men by the shining of a star to find the Christ, the light from light, lead you also in your pilgrimage to find the Lord. Amen. May God, who has delivered us from the dominion of darkness, give us a place with the saints in light in the kingdom of his beloved Son. Amen. Amen. May the light of the glorious gospel of Christ shine in your hearts and fill your lives with his joy and peace. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and those you love this day and forevermore. Amen. Amen.
May Christ, who sends us to the nations, give us the power of his Spirit.
Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Before we sing our final hymn, I'd like to thank everyone who has joined us online today. I'm so glad that you've used the Zoom platform to be together as a family, as we worship our God together. Every blessing of the new year to you and your families, let us embrace a joyful, peaceful, happy and loving and healthy 2021. It's good to see you today. Every blessing on the week ahead. We're now going to sing Hail to the Lord's Anointed.